Today's topic is expect kindness. We are electromagnetic. We bond with certain things, and we repel certain things. Unlike the magnets on your refrigerator, you and I have the ability to choose what we bond with and what we reject. Our own energy field is what determines what we attract and what we reject. And our consciousness determines our energy field, what we radiate, what we attract, and what we repel. As creative tools, we as humans have our thoughts, feelings, words, actions, our will. We have our purpose, our expectations, our intentions, and our communications. Maybe there are some personal tools that I didn't elaborate on. However, none others come to my mind right now. I have validated this idea for myself, that all upsets and conflicts are a result of one or more of these three occurrences: unfulfilled expectations, thwarted intentions, and undelivered or unreceived communication. I suggest that you validate them for yourself, prove them or disprove them. But once you do one or the other, you will be able to get behind the idea. In my energy model of life, the first phase is energy acquisition. I'm willing to believe that unfulfilled expectations, thwarted intentions, and undelivered or unreceived communication, which cause upset and conflicts, are almost always about us. That is, we're mostly thinking of ourselves and we're not thinking of others. We're probably focused on what we're going to get in the way of attention or approval, praise, or rewards. If we don't communicate, it may be because we fear the consequences of our own expression. The law of cause and effect says we reap what we sow. We can expect kindness in proportion to our expression of kindness. We can expect ourselves to do kindness. If we were farmers, we would understand that if we plant more acreage of corn, we can expect more corn than a person who either doesn't plant corn or plants a smaller acreage of corn. Makes sense, right? Being kind is actually describing doing kindness. If the first driving need of the ego that expresses through our personalities is to defend the self from criticism, emotional, physical attack, being in the presence of someone who is kind puts the ego at ease. We're less defensive, we're less hostile, we're more authentic, and the real us is liable to show through. In a recent conversation about being perfect and the unhappiness that idea can cause, our criticism of ourselves for failing to be perfect became the topic. We've learned to be unaccepting of our thinking, feeling, speaking, and acting as if unkindness will then automatically cause us to be happier and more effective. Like that's going to cause us to transform positively if we get a good dose of negativity. Criticism to raise awareness, which is a different thing, and frankly, it's completely different from criticism designed to emphasize wrongmaking or to show the supremacy of one person over another. One form can be kind, and the other one certainly is not. The idea that we, through intention, can set our own energy field, this whole auric field, this biofield, to be a certain vibrational state is not well known or certainly not well practiced. We can do it simply by committing to be kind. A few years ago, Marianne and I were going to have dinner with old friends with whom I have had previous conflicts over politics. Whenever we got together, it seemed like the conversation started, it was nice, but then it would devolve, it would go downhill and become political and unpleasant. And that was the way the evening ended, with hurt feelings on both sides. Before we left the house on that particular evening, I had the thought, I will be kind. I set my intention to be kind and told Marianne that as well. She was relieved because, she said, my intensity made her anxious in times like this. The dinner was a very pleasant event. No conflict, no intensity, just relaxed, easygoing conversation. Afterward, I was struck by the power of simply intending to be in a certain energetic state, committing to it, and then being in it for the duration of the event. Pretty easy. Who knew? We all know that worry isn't very productive. Frankly, it's negative visualization. Expecting kindness is the opposite. It is positively creative, even if kindness isn't always shown by the participants. Adjusting our own energy field to kindness makes us kinder, of course, but it also makes us less affected by somebody else's interpolation or disapproval, whatever is going on in their lives. In effect, we have put on rose-colored glasses that not only affects our vision but our entire energy field, and we see and perceive life's events in a better way, in a more positive way. I believe that all disapproval is self-disapproval, being projected outward in a futile attempt at becoming balanced again. That would mean that any unkindness we expect would actually be unkindness we feel for ourselves and about ourselves that we then project outward onto other people. That further means that any unkindness we feel is rooted in unkindness we feel for ourselves. Can you imagine what it would be like in life if we could feel kindness and compassion for ourselves instead of criticism, wrong-making, self-recrimination, guilt, and regret? I have a rule which says everyone acts in his or her own self-interest according to their level of awareness. I think that's true for a cave person who is primitive in their behaviors, and it's true for a saint who is more refined in their behaviors, and everybody in between. I could say that people will express kindness according to their level of awareness and their level of self-acceptance and their level of compassion. When we expect kindness from ourselves and others, we are drawing it out. As we and others draw it out in response to being it expected of us, we must draw kindness in from the source of all kindness. I had this experience when I was, 12, 13 years old. I was in our little village with my mother, and we encounter one of my classmates, to whom I was not kind, and his mother. His mother said to my mother, "Your boy Tommy is the nicest kid. He's so kind, he's so thoughtful, he's so friendly, so protective of my son. I really want to thank you for that." So I'm hearing this. My first thought was, if this woman tells the truth about my behavior, my mother is going to kill me. But instead, this woman painted a different picture. Dale Carnegie would say, she gave the dog a good name. When I heard this coming out of this woman, interestingly enough, I was relieved, but more than that, from that moment on, I was never unkind to her son again. Why? Because she set my energy field to be a different way. She gave me a different model that I could be by describing it in my presence to my mother. As we get better at expecting kindness despite any external circumstances, we get better at seeing it. We get better at expressing it. We get better at drawing more of it to ourselves. It's easy to imagine how healing and delicious a steady diet of kindness would be. I like the fact that the Dalai Lama, in response to somebody asking him about his religion, said, "My religion is kindness." In recent days, I've been recording Christ's articles received by the recorder. In one of the final articles, he says, "We are here to express." Express in all capital letters, E-X-P-R-E-S-S. We are here to express. He also reiterates that we are not alone. The kindness that surrounds us, as described in the prayer from letter 8, should convince us that, one, we are not alone, and two, that we can expect kindness always from the source of all kindness, from the source of our being. As our relationship through experience and understanding with divine consciousness deepens, we will rely more on this unending flow of love, support, acceptance, and kindness that will make our own expressions kinder still. When I recite the prayer, please listen with the intent to hear expressions of kindness. We were created and are being sustained by the source of all kindness, so why shouldn't we express and expect kindness? One reason, I believe, that people don't expect kindness is because they, you and I, we know the bad things that we have thought, we have felt, we have said, and we have done. Because of these bad things, we can feel that we don't deserve to be treated with kindness. We deserve instead to be punished. This is an aspect of our habitually being unkind to ourselves, refusing to acknowledge that by making mistakes, we actually learn. We probably learn more from our mistakes than we do from doing something right in the first place. And our lack of understanding about the power of compassion. It would be cool if we could understand that we draw kindness energy from divine consciousness into ourselves. As we do, we feed the cells of our bodies this beautiful energy. As we focus on this process of drawing in energy, not just kindness, but any types of energy that we want, such as courage. If we want to be more courageous at any one moment, we can draw it in just by putting our attention on drawing it in from the source of all courage. Or patience. We can draw patience in. Or faith and trust. And the list goes on. We put ourselves in a position to be more fully supported by divine consciousness by drawing this in and knowing that we're doing it. And knowing that the possibility even exists. Seems obvious to me that so many people think, I'm a container of certain potential. I'm a container of love. I'm a container of energy. And I'm a container of this and that and the other thing. And once I use it all up, I have to fall over and die. When I lived in Manhattan, I was getting ready to go running in the park one morning, and Walter, a very small Eastern European, said to me with a tisk, tisk, tisk of his tongue, which I, what does that mean, Walter? He said, "You're going to use up all your energy, and then you're going to die." I had thought of myself as a rechargeable battery, not as a regular D battery that once it's used up all the energy in that container, you have to discard it. We can draw in more of everything that we want. We are rechargeable. Just think, whenever we want anything, we can trust in the kindness of the divine as it meets our needs. One of the coolest awarenesses, knowing that even when we don't get what we want instantly, that our needs are still being fulfilled, and a better solution, not the one we thought we wanted a moment ago, but a better solution is en route to us. That understanding, that knowing, will reduce the stress that we normally attach to not getting what we want immediately. That instant gratification doesn't have to drive us so much. Well, okay, I wasn't instantly satisfied, so what's coming down the pike to me that I am drawing and bonding to me, that I am attracting, is even better still. How wonderful. This is wintertime. It's even cold here in Florida. Occasionally, I've been able to smell one of my neighbors' wood-burning stove that they must have outside on their lanais. And it smells good. When building a fire in a fireplace, the focus is put on the smallest spark, the smallest light, the smallest flame. The focus is not on all the wood that is not on fire, that is not burning. The focus is on what we want more of, the warmth of the flames of the fire. Kindness and other desirable energy patterns exist in everyone. Like building a fire, we can focus on the energy pattern we want in order to have it grow, or we can rant and rave against all the characteristics that we don't want. Could you imagine somebody trying to start a fire and screaming about all the wood that is not on fire as he's trying to light the paper and then the kindling? You go, why are you going through that process? Why are you rejecting the aspects of the wood that are not yet in play? Why not just focus on what it is you want? My rule is, we feed what we fight. And it's nowhere more apparent than in politics. People fought over George W. Bush's campaign to become U.S. president, and he was elected. Barack Obama, in his campaigns, we didn't focus very much on the Republican opponents, but instead, we focused on what was possible. We focused on the light and the flame and the brightness and the warmth that could come from having Obama as the president. And he was elected twice. We fought Donald Trump. Tremendous effort went into battling him. But we fed what we fought, and Trump was elected. Within all of us, is a spark of kindness. It's cloaked to some degree in the ego's self-protected small-mindedness. That's natural. But focusing on kindness, expecting kindness, is what will cause kindness to grow, until even the most narcissistic, egotistical person would start to manifest some degree of kindness. We want our needs met. Everyone does. Kindness understands these common needs and isn't threatened by them. There's enough kindness to go around. There's enough everything to go around. It understands that. In fact, kindness can be recognized as the surest means for us individually and collectively to achieve health, happiness, and success. And as you listen, you will know that the divine supports this process. This is the pluralized version of the prayer from letter 8 in Christ Returns Reveals Startling Truth. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. Sounds like kindness to me. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. Sounds like kindness to me. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. Could we express kindness? I think so. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care because we trust your kindness. Thank you. It is so. Amen.